our theory of relationships kind of developed when we were talking about rating friendships and relationships on a scale of 1 to 10.
Right.
And we kind of posed the question, you know, should every relationship be a 10?
What started out as random discussions turned into Tuesday morning coffee and now a podcast. Welcome to Conversations Across Dakota with Jake Lindgren, Craig Lee, and Dr. Josh Carr.
Morning, guys. How's this going?
Morning. Good.
Good.
So we're a solo round with Craig Lee, Jake Lindgren, and myself, Josh Carr. We've been toying around with relationships and how to define them, and there's a great analogy that maybe some people have heard or seen online about a cup or bowl and how you fill that with boulders, rocks, pebbles, sand, and how you fill your cup, and we just put that into an analogy of relationships. So that's what we're going to talk about in the next series. We'll kind of kick it off today and then get some guests on for the next few podcasts.
Call it Craig, Jake, and Josh's Theory of Relationships.
There we go. I like that.
So for those that don't
picture
what we're talking about, so you picture a big glass bowl in front of you, or container maybe, and you fill it with, let's call it boulders, okay? That'd be the first level, and which they take up a lot of space. They're rigid. You can't shuffle them around each other. And it almost appears the bucket's full, okay? And then you find room for rocks or stones.
They take up all the space.
Yep, they fill in some gaps, don't take up near as much space. You can kind of fit them in little cracks and crevices.
Yep.
Again, almost appears the bucket's full, but then you grab a handful of pebbles and you drop them in, and they find little gaps
kind
in there.
Kind of sift in.
Yep. And then it appears it's really full, and then you take a handful of sand, and the sand finds all sorts of places that didn't appear there was room for it before. So that's kind of the analogy, or our theory of relationships, how, you know, different levels of relationships we have in our lives. The boulders are those big, impactful ones, you know, 2 to 5 people that you just maybe talk to every single day, maybe have the largest impact on your life. They're hard to move around because they play such a vital role in your life. Then the rocks maybe also play a big part, but not quite as large as boulders, but they're still somewhat rigid. You still, you know, are in open communication. These might be, in my mind, maybe coworkers, family members. And then the pebbles are those people that you maybe interact with on a daily or weekly basis. You may know them on first name basis. If you ran into them at the mall, you'd probably visit with them. And then the sand is everybody else. That's the person, the mailman you're saying hi to,
yep.
Or the person
coffee that, shop.
Yeah.
You get your coffee.
Yeah.
Yep.
Facebook friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, it's easy on the boulders and it's easy on the sand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to a book right now, Michelle Obama's book, and she talks about those simple relationships that come in and out. And that is where I really try and be intentional if I'm going to check out at Coburn's or the coffee shop. Like, give them a smile because you don't know what their day is like. So we still have to treat that sand, you know, as a person that's in our life, because we do interact with them.
Yeah.
And then the other end is the boulders, which, like Jake said, are your, you know, your people that are going to be there for you. They understand you, they know you, you can open up to them. So those two are easy for me. It's those ones that kind of shift in and out, and you still got to make sure you touch base with them and that you continue that relationship.
And this whole our theory of relationships kind of developed when we were talking about rating friendships and relationships on a scale of 1 to 10.
Right.
And we kind of posed the question, you know, should every relationship be a 10? Like, I mean, should they be capped at a 10? Or which led us down the path of, you know, sand has a different scale of 1 to 10,
mm-hmm.
than does rock, than does
right.
boulders. And which has kind of led us to kicking off this series of relationships.
Yeah.
Well, and just how important each relationship is in your life. I mean, you have those boulders that you go to and, hey, I'm having a problem with this, or I want to celebrate this win and I want someone to celebrate it with. And for a lot of people, that's their spouse or their parents or their kids or another friend. And then you have your rocks and your pebbles, which sometimes you have a pebble that turns into a rock or a rock that turns into a pebble. But those are your everyday acquaintances, like you said, Jake, people that you run into at work. And those people are going to have a different scale than your boulders.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
So let's just start, let's break down each category quickly. Okay, so I have a question about boulders. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when we were each talking off air, I can think of six boulders I have. Okay. Three are friends, three are family members.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That I and of those six, I communicate daily with all of them. So my question for you guys is: are your boulders, the people that are your boulders, would you be theirs as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I look at the boulders, I have seven: my wife, my two kids, my parents, and you two sitting right here. They would be, it's a give and a take. And when I looked at it, you don't have to share the same value system, but they know your values and you know theirs.
And even though what's important to you isn't important to them, they still respect that.
Right, okay. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the understanding of the boulders. And in the analogy too, when I was writing about this, the boulders are... they're hard to move. They're hard to replace. They're hard to move. And if you think you take that boulder out of that bucket, you either got to find the right boulder to fit back in, or you're going to fill it with more rocks.
Right. Yeah, it leaves a gaping hole.
Right.
When you remove
one
of those.
And
yeah.
it does damage. So I not getting too far down this road, but I've been divorced, which moved some boulders, and that impacts lives, and that messes with people's heads, and those boulders are hard to replace, and mm-hmm. and that can be challenging. So I think it's my takeaway from boulders, and Josh, you said it really well, is like my boulders have to know what's important to me. They don't have to agree with it, mm-hmm. but I think they should know what's true to me, and vice versa. Like if Craig's a boulder of mine, I want to be a boulder of his.
Right.
And I think that's where sometimes you get misguided relationships is when, they don't respect your values or you don't respect theirs.
Or if you're a boulder in someone else's life and they're not a boulder in yours, that's a mismatch. And I think that you got to look and go, well, why am I a boulder in their life and they're not one in mine?
Yep.
Right.
And it might just be that their boulders aren't enough,
mm-hmm.
And I think that, I think that they have to know your values and respect them. They might not agree with them all, but there's a certain level of respect there.
Well, and we've heard the old adage of take your five closest friends, and I've heard it two ways. Take your five closest friends, average their weight, and that'll be your weight,
mm-hmm.
and average their salary, and that'll be your salary. So I'm grateful Josh is one of my five friends.
Well, Craig, my weight stays about in a 10-pound range.
Yeah. So going on to rocks, what are your parameters around that? Because I think rocks and pebbles are close. Rocks obviously are a little bigger, a little harder to move around.
So pretty simply put, my rocks are the people I would call if I got my truck stuck and needed to be pulled out. Like those people that would do favors for you without needing something reciprocated. Like I think that's a rock. Like you want to do nice things for them. They want to do nice things for you. And there's not, that's not based on anything else than just helping out a friend. Like these are really good friends. People that, like my assistant here at work would be a rock in my life. Like we don't hang out socially, but we totally 100% depend on each other.
Yeah.
40 hours a week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
I think you hit it right there. It's, you're still dependent on them. You've strategically placed them into the bucket for a purpose.
Yep.
You know, whether it's a work purpose or a friendship that, you know, is we always do this together, you know.
Right.
And that can grow.
Right.
Yep.
You know, or change depending on the circumstances, but they're strategic in your life.
And I think proximity matters too. So I think about a few of my rocks that just don't live here in town, and if, you know, we lived in the same community, they would probably be able to play a larger impact. But as everybody's lives get, you know, developing and busier, there's just not, and touching on boulders again, I think you can only have so many. And
sure.
I think mm-hmm. if you try to make 15 boulders, you're just going to have less, you know, less impactful relationships.
Yeah. And I think the rocks too, you're going to have, you know, we talked about that 4 to 5 boulders. You're going to have more rocks.
What's in your opinion? What's that number?
Oh, I think you're sitting at that 10 to 15, you know. And the challenge that I would say that I would have with those rock relationships would be, oh, there's one stuck back in the back corner that I forgot about.
Right.
You know.
Okay, so what's,
and so you gotta always examining those relationships.
Because I think if that person truly is a rock in your life, if you want them to be a big part of your life, and if you're not diligent about it, they can easily turn into a pebble. And sometimes I think we need to refine, like, is this person really, like, do they need to be taking up space in my life?
Okay. Right.
And maybe they don't be. I look at my rocks as people that if they text me or called me and said, hey, are you free Thursday afternoon? Let's grab a beer. And I'd be excited to do so, or play around a golf, or if they called me and, hey, I got my truck stuck. Can you, you know, those people, we'd still drop everything and help out without looking for something in return.
And you have to examine that, you know, and say, you know, look at that rock and say, well, shoot, I haven't paid attention to this in a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was it lacking on my part, or was it lacking on their part, or, you know, is this just a relationship that, you know, isn't suitable for either of us right now.
Like, well, are we giving it more energy? And that can be one sided or the other. Like, are we giving this relationship more energy than we need to? Because remember the initial analogy, like, that jar is only so big. That bucket can mm-hmm. only, you know, withstand so many relationships, especially the bigger ones. So is this taking up space?
And do you bust them down to a pebble?
Yes.
Right.
Or do you have, you know, maybe you have pebbles that are working their way up to rocks.
Yeah.
Because when you remove a pebble, or when you move a rock, like, that opens up more space for another rock or more pebbles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like we were talking about off air is, you know, Craig, in your life 6-7 years ago, you maybe didn't have very many boulders, maybe just a couple.
Right.
And you just, you were diligent about it and probably removed some of your rocks to create room for a couple just better relationships.
Yep. And, you know, you think about, especially guys, like, girls seem like they have their girlfriends that they go and do stuff with. And guys, I feel like, have a lot of superficial friendships. Like, yeah, we'll get together and have beers, or we'll do this or that.
Go watch a football game.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like, have deeper conversations with, I feel like it's a little harder to come by.
So you think you think the main thing to determine these levels of size of rock or boulder is intimacy. Just, I mean,
being open or feeling like we can talk about this or that without, and I don't want to say without fear of being judged, but just, yeah, being open and honest.
Vulnerable.
Yeah.
I mean, just,
yeah. I like that word better than
hitting intimacy. That. Yeah.
Yeah. When I look at, you know, when I look at my boulders versus rocks, you know, the difference isn't a lot, but it's probably that vulnerability lies at the core of it. It's, you know, am I willing to tell this person something without, you know, feeling judged, or am I willing to be 100% honest with this person or not?
Yeah,
right.
I think that's where, if you look at each step of this, if we go to a ladder, each level that you move up or down, there's a higher level of vulnerability from a rock to a boulder. So then if we drop down to the pebbles, it's easier, I think, in a town the size of Huron when we're at, you know, roughly 12 to 15,000, and when you go to events, when you get involved, like we've talked about, you know, you go to a chamber mixer, you go to Papa Luigi or whatever, I look at all of those people as the Pebbles. You know, I could name off probably 100 people in the community that I know. If I saw them in the grocery store, I'd say, hey, how's it going, or whatnot. Those are all the Pebbles, and I think it's easier in here on the size that we have to gain those Pebbles. I think if you were in Sioux Falls or Chicago or wherever, that's tough to fill that bucket with Pebbles. And we're fortunate.
Yeah.
I've used this example before, but when Greg, my buddy from Florida, comes up, you know, he lives near Orlando, and he'll come up here hunting, and we'll go to the grocery store or go out to eat, and we'll just run into, I don't know, 15, 20 people every single day and he's like, who is that? And it's like, oh, that person's a client, or that's a friend of a friend, or I golfed with them. He's like, geez, that would drive me nuts. And that's part of the reason I love living in Huron, because I like going to a basketball game and having conversations with 8-10 different people that I mean, maybe don't get to text on a regular basis, or don't get to run into, our paths don't cross. Because I value relationships, I do. And so those, to me, those Pebbles are those people, you know, and they're, I don't have a number for it. It's probably, I guess, about 100 would seem about right.
So there's a number called Dunbar's number.
Yep.
You know, and that's roughly 150 to 200. And it's a zero sum, though, you know. So if once you hit that peak, you know, you're going to drop out and drop in. But Dunbar's number is, you know, roughly 150. But I'd say for me, it's probably closer to 100, you know, just that I would remain acquaintances with.
And that is the interesting thing about those Pebbles, that, you know, you don't have to talk to them every day. I mean, you could talk to them twice a year and that relationship is still good, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to call them when Jake and I are out hunting quail and get stuck in his truck, or grouse or whatever it was that we were off doing. and those, like, you need those relationships, you know. You need those, and some of those might turn into rocks.
Right. Yeah. And they can be coworkers. They can, I think of like my, well, I think of it two ways, my friends' spouses or my spouse's friends. Like, I think about Ashley's friends. Right. It's like, you know what, they play it. They take up space in my life and they mean something, but they don't have the impact on my life personally that maybe my spouse does, or maybe my friends do. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what I, when I think of Pebbles, I just think of like, or my spouse's coworkers, things of that nature.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel, so when we examine that a little bit, and we've been talking a lot about relationships, how do you feel like when you see somebody, I'll say it this way, I look at my Pebbles and I feel guilty that some of those people are not rocks, or have a bigger impact, whether that's like an old college friend or a relative or a, you know, a coworker, things like that. Do you guys kind of carry that sense of guilt once in a while?
I wouldn't say I do as much. I believe that you, just based on your personality, you're, like you said, you value relationships, and not that I don't. I just don't, you know, those I'm okay with being where they're at.
There are some that I think I would like to turn from pebbles to rocks, but I think that's just I like the thought of that.
Well, and you have to deduct something else.
Yeah. Like, I don't, when I look through my, you know, I look at my boulders and I look at my rocks, you have to go, who do I, you know, if I want to take out this rock and maybe be, you know, try to turn these pebbles into take up that space. I think that happens organically.
Yeah,
you know,
and I think we're talking about it in a completely, you know, self-serving manner too, right?
Sure.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important to look at it. And this is the really hard thing I fight with sometimes. Is okay, like maybe I'm a boulder in Craig's life, or maybe I'm a rock in his jar, and he's only a pebble. He doesn't mean that much to me, but clearly, like, he's looking for me for, let's say, guidance or something like that. You know, you got to look in the mirror and say, okay, am I willing to sacrifice and maybe make Craig a bigger part of my life than he needs to be or is, as a sacrifice, rather than it all being about me.
Well, and I think that's an awareness aspect of, you know, when we're talking about all these levels, we have to be aware that, you know, there's a pebble in there that, you know, may need my help, or is searching for, you know, just a deeper relationship. And so you have to be aware of that, and then determine if you have space in your bucket for that, to help someone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's we're all here to serve people. So if there is a need, do you have the room to help them?
Yeah. Or how do you create it?
How do you create it?
And I think, you know, like I think about this in my career. Like I've got, I would call them photography mentors, mm-hmm. other photographers who help me out. And in my life, they're probably a rock. And in their life, I'm probably a pebble. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to work my way up. And right now, they've got the value. You know,
yeah.
They're the ones going, you know, I'm asking them questions.
Right.
Now, there are photographers who call me and go, hey, how do I do this? And in their life, I'm a rock. And in my life, they're a pebble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and so to kind of, like, I've got the information that or the guidance or the whatever. And so I'm bringing everything to the table. But I think that as those mature and grow, both people are bringing things to the table, or as you get to know that person better. And I think that's one way that those pebbles turn into rocks, or those rocks turn into boulders.
Yeah. Well, and that's, I want to touch on this because Jake mentioned a little bit about it. In my opinion, when we first started this conversation, rating out of 10, this was off air, not everyone should or can be a 10, but they have to remain in their level of relationship.
Yep.
You know, making sure all your boulders are a 10, making sure all your rocks are a 10, making sure all your sand is a 10. So making sure that you are creating that relationship to what it can be.
And setting, you know, proper, what you're saying right now is setting proper expectations.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And recognizing that a rock may never be a boulder, and that's okay.
Yep. Yep.
Like, and I talked about that, kind of that sense of guilt. And I just think about, like, some college friends that, you know, you just, and we've all been through it. Like, we thought we'd be best friends with our college friends forever. Mm-hmm. And
right.
As just life progresses, you just don't have the room for all those rocks, and they deduct to pebbles or even sand. And it's like, I can't help but feel a little natural guilt there. And just know that that's okay, because I've created different boulders in my life and different rocks that just, you know, have removed those other ones.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And if you have all boulders or all rocks or all pebbles, like, you don't have room for anything else. Like, you need to have all four of those levels.
When the level of energy to keep a boulder a 10 is going to be a lot higher energy than to keep a pebble a 10.
Yeah. But I think you need to have, like, if you just had a jar full of pebbles, you know, just a bunch of superficial, not real deep relationships.
Yeah.
Like you think about how, like, in my eyes, that would be real isolating.
And I've been there. Truthfully, I've been there. And, you know, everybody's bucket's going to, you know, have a certain level of fullness that it can sustain. And it's like, how deep are you? How big are those relationships? And some people are probably different. Some people probably don't need the 6-7 boulders that I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And other people maybe want 10 boulders, and they don't have time for the sand or the pebbles. And that's, you know what, that's okay. That's mm-hmm. why it's a theory, not a scientific proven fact.
Right. That's right.
Well,
so I would
go ahead.
I would say two things that I just want to recap is, I would say, make sure that you're treating every relationship to the best you can out of 10. You know, that's even goes down to the sand. When you check out at Coburn's or just give a smile, because you don't know what that little grain of sand is dealing with. And then the other thing is just making sure that each level you're at, you're expressing that vulnerability and giving that energy to that level.
Yeah. And not getting, we haven't talked about this, but getting worked up for your grains of sand. Or for, you know, somebody comments something bad on a Facebook post. And it's like, what, I mean, why am I giving the energy of a boulder mm-hmm. to somebody that's a grain of sand to me because they commented something bad on a Facebook post?
And I think we've all done that,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And there are always two sides to every story. I mean, they might have been feeling bad about something. They might have maybe didn't even mean the way that it was, the way that I read it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
they might not have
yeah.
meant for that to be that way. And yeah, I mean, there are a lot of times that you read something or you hear something or somebody said, oh, did you hear what so-and-so said about you? And yeah, you do. You donate, you give a lot of energy to that.
And Josh said something, you know, he told us a couple weeks ago when we were talking, he, you know, why are you guys giving that energy? You know, Craig and I were visiting about somebody that kind of had treated us poorly. And Josh said, well, is that person a big impact in your life? And well, no. And he's like, then stop giving it energy. I mean, yeah. that person's a grain of sand to you. Why are you giving the energy of a rock?
Right.
So I think that's important too. Way easier said than done.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're checking out and that person's grumpy, they're not grumpy at you. Don't worry about it.
That's right. Well, I would say good conversation. I hope our listeners take something away and just kind of examine your bucket.
And we're not experts.
No.
I'm far from it. But we're going to bring a few people on over the next month or so that we believe that we see as, you know, maintaining their relationships through work, through family, through friends, in a better way than I can do it. That's why we're going to bring on people that we find interesting, that we believe we could take something away from, and hopefully some of our listeners can as well.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right.
Good conversation. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening, and we hope you join us again for more Conversations Across Dakota.